Good day and welcome to the Qatar Navigation 2022 results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Bobby Sarkar. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Hi. Hello, everyone. This is Bobby Sarkar, Head of Research at QNB Financial Services. I wanted to welcome everyone to Qatar Navigation's or Milaha's second quarter 2022 results conference call. On this call, we have Akram Iswaisi, who is the EVP of Finance Investments at Milaha, and Sami Shtayyeh, who's the VP of Financial Planning and Analysis. We will conduct this conference with management reviewing the company's results, followed by a Q&A. I would like to now turn the call to Akram. Akram, go ahead, please.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining Milaha's first half of the year earnings call and your interest in the company. I'll be starting with our consolidated financial results, and then we'll go through our various segments before turning it over to Sami to go over our outlook for the rest of the year. Finally, as usual, we will end the call with questions and answers, the key highlights of our financial results. Milaha's operating revenues came in at 1.77 billion for the first half of 2022, compared with 1.37 billion for the same period in 2021, for an increase of 29%. Operating profit came in at 310 million for the first half of 2022, compared with 144 million for the same period in 2021, for an increase of 115%. As for net profit for the first half of 2022 was 641 million, compared with 438 million for the same period in 2021, for an increase of 46%. Lastly, our earnings per share was 0.56 riyals for the first half of 2022, compared with 0.39 riyals for the same period in 2021. Moving on to our segments, starting with Maritime Logistics. The segment continued its strong performance witnessed over the past few quarters, primarily boosted by strong container shipping rates. Top line revenue grew by 49% or 247 million, much of that flowing to the bottom line, resulting in an increase in net profit of 159% or 125 million. Moving on to offshore. Offshore similarly had a strong half year with operating revenue up 24% or 113 million versus the same period in 2021. We had increased revenue from additional chartering, third-party chartering, employment of our lift boat. As you're well aware, that lift boat was idle most of last year. This year, the lift boat was actually operational. In addition to that, we had additional diving-related project work, which drove the increase in revenue. Overall operating expenses increased less than that revenue, which increased operating profit margins by 137% or 25 million, despite incurring COVID-instigated costs, particularly in the first quarter of 2022. Various accounting provisions and impairments that negatively impacted last year's results did not recur this year, which further helps boost year-over-year growth in the bottom line by 29 million. With respect to Gas and Petchem, also boosted very strong results. Operating revenue came in lower by 23% or 31 million, but expenses dropped by more than that, resulting in an operating profit pickup of 5 million. This to Milaha exiting the tanker business, which performed poorly last year due to near record low shipping rates. On the non-operating level, income increased by 43 million, with 50 million additional coming from primarily our share in Nakilat, and the 14 million reduction or less coming from our VLGC joint venture, Gulf LPG, which got impacted by lower shipping rates compared to the same period last year. Net profit for the segment ended up 48 million or 18% versus the same period in 2021. As for our trading segment, we saw an increase of 10% in revenue driven by our bunker and marine sales unit. Margin pressure negatively impacted the bottom line, going from a loss of 3 million in the first half of 2021 to a loss of 4 million for the same period in 2022. Lastly, capital investment revenue increased by 24 million, and our real estate units increased by 8 million, primarily from the villa compound leased out in Q3 of 2021. Both increases were partially offset by a $16 million bad debt provision recorded in Q1 of this year, and $8 million in lower non-operating income. Net profit ended up $4 million versus the same period last year. And that essentially wraps up the segment analysis, and I will hand this over now to Sammy to discuss the outlook for the rest of the year.
Thank you, Akram. Starting with maritime and logistics, on the container shipping side, we expect rates to remain fairly stable rest of the year. In logistics, we expect uplift in warehousing and freight forwarding activity from new global network partnerships, as well as work related to the Northfield expansion. In offshore, on both the support vessels and services side, as well as the harbor side, we expect a continuation of what we've already witnessed this year. Additionally, it's worth mentioning that we just signed a five-year contract for the lift boat, which will stabilize income for that key asset for some time to come. In gas and petrochem, overall, we expect limited volatility due to the long-term nature of contracts we have in most business units. We do have one gas carrier, which just came off a time charter, and we're studying options related to what to do with that. We also have a VLGC JV in which results are difficult to predict as rates are exposed to volatile spot prices. In trading, growing the business, particularly ship channeling, is still a priority, and we expect positive results. Margins, however, remain a challenge, but are also a focus area for us. And lastly, capital. On the investment front, we will continue to focus on yield enhancement, and in real estate, we will continue to see through the third quarter the positive year-over-year impact of the villa compound that was rented out in Q3 2021. And with that, we'll now open up for questions. Operator?
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please ensure the mute function on your phone is switched off to allow the signal to reach our equipment. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for a moment to allow everyone to signal. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, that's star 1 on your telephone keypad. It appears we do not have any questions at this time.
Hey, this is Bobby Sarkar again. Maybe we can wait for a couple of minutes for Q&A from outside, but till then, let me ask a question. You know, shipping rates, container shipping rates for you guys have been very strong since about mid last year. Where do you see the near to medium term outlook for shipping rates for the remainder of this year and then into next year? Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. I'll take that question, Sammy. With respect to container shipping rates, we're beginning to see rates come down, but at a very slow pace. So we expect rates for the rest of the year to be relatively stable. But next year, rates should continue to decrease. And that's the global trend. The expectation is that rates will come down, but they will not come down immediately. They will come down at a much, much slower pace. So everybody, you know, expected this. The market, the container shipping market, expects rates to come down as COVID begins to impact when COVID begins to subside and things begin to normalize. Rates will eventually come down. The question is, are they going to go back to pre-COVID levels, or are we looking at a new norm which is higher than pre-COVID levels? But so far we're seeing, a slight dip in rates. But at a very slow pace.
Okay, great. And just a general question. Do your businesses have any impact, or do you foresee any positive impact from the, you know, upcoming World Cup?
In terms of the World Cup, to be honest with you, the main impact would be for us on the logistics and freight forwarding side. And, we're actively working on picking up additional business, obviously, during that time frame, the next 6 months. And essentially, the months after that that follow, there will be quite a bit of work on the logistics side. And we are targeting to try to capture some of that business.
Okay. And then my last question, the recent announcement that you had with Qatar Energy for the, I guess, the EPCI contract, $1.4 billion over 5 years. When can we start seeing this impacting your top line in your offshore and your bottom line?
Listen, I think, I can honestly say I'm much more optimistic about offshore now. There's a lot of optimism. There's a lot of business there. The market is very robust. And if you look at it globally, the OSV market is doing exceptionally well. It's coming back again. Now we expect to, we expect that, in addition to Sami mentioned earlier, our lift boat is working again. So we're going to see a nice pickup the second half of the year. So the second half of the year and starting next year, you will begin to see the impact of this new business on our bottom line, in addition to other things that we're working on. So,
right. And just to follow up on this contract, how can we go about putting this into our models? Is this going to be more lumpy in nature, or this is something which is will be fairly regular in terms of the top line impact per quarter?
This is a 5-year contract, so I think for the most part it's recurring. There might be a small percentage of volatility, but for the most part this is a long-term fixed contract for 5 years.
Okay, great. Operator, do we have any questions from outside?
Thank you. Yes, we have received a question from Mustafa Amer from Al Rayan Investment. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon. Congratulations on another strong set of results. Good to see the company doing really well. I just had a question on the FSO. The FSO, is that supposed to sort of, I think the tanker was supposed to be converted into the FSO. Will it, and I think it's been chartered as well, so will we see that impact coming through in the second half?
Yes, you will.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. On the slide number 9, then -25 that we see on the waterfall, that's basically because it's not been deployed for the first half, right? It will be from the second half onwards.
That's correct. The first half it was going through the conversion, and the second half will be deployed.
Sure, sounds good. I just wanted to understand one more thing on the lift boat that Bobby asked earlier. Now, in your outlook, it says that the lift boat contract was signed and will be taking effect mid Q3 2022. So, is this another lift boat, or is this there was already a lift boat that was sitting idle which was employed? I didn't quite understand that.
Well, this is the same lift boat that was idle last year, that we brought back to Qatar, and now it's working. We'll be working on under a five-year contract. So now we're talking about increased utilization on one of our key assets.
Right. So so there was no impact on it for the first half, right? The lift boat was sitting idle for the first half.
Exactly. And with that, obviously we are incurring operating expenses, and so second half of the year we'll see an impact from that in terms of revenue generation.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
As a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, press *1 on your telephone keypad. We have no further questions at this time.
Okay, so if you have no further questions, we can end the call for today. I want to thank Akram and Sami for taking the time to talk to investors and answer our questions, and we'll do this again next quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for your interest in Milaha.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.